This is the Sankirtan seminar, part two. January 12th, the Avrabhav Titi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we're worshipping him by glorifying the Brihad Mardanga, which he so much dedicated his life to. He was so much interested in the preaching and distribution of transcendental books that he had a printing press in Madras, one in Calcutta, and one in Krishnanagar, which is near Navadvip, three printing presses, and also one in Vishakhapatnam, four different printing presses, printing in various regional languages, and also in English, Bengali, Hindi. Very keen on book distribution. Well, this morning we heard some points about the benefits of Sankirtan and what is the actual meaning of Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan means Bhagavat Nam distribution and Granta. Granta Bhagavat and Bhagavat Nam distribution. Distribution or congregational preaching is Harinam Sankirtan, and congregational distribution of books is Harinam Sankirtan. And congregational chanting of the holy name with Mardanga and Kartals is also Harinam Sankirtan. Now I want to kind of zero in on the preparation, the mental preparation of the preacher, the mentality, the heart position. And then we'll talk the mental preparation and physical preparation. And then we'll start to discuss the actual rudiments of distributing a book, from the approach to the greeting to the introduction of the book. There's some points, and of course all this becomes self-manifested by practicing, by preaching itself. Ask any lady who knows how to cook. By practice, trial and error, by practice and experience, one becomes an adept at cooking after 5, 7, 10 years. So the same thing. So this section I'm calling compassion and preaching. Because preaching means helping. That's all. We're not selling books. We're not collecting money. We're helping. People are suffering. Birth, death, old age, and disease. The real disease and the real problem is ignorance. Ignorance, existential ignorance. Ignorance of one's spiritual identity. Everyone is suffering from psychosis. Who am I? Why am I here? Why do I suffer? Why do I die? So these are the questions which transcendental books of knowledge can answer. These are the doubts, the confusions, the misgivings, and the anxious thoughts that are produced from ignorance. People suffer and they're miserable. But preaching is based on compassion. We were suffering, we received transcendental knowledge in the form of these books, and then our suffering stopped. At least we understood that the suffering is not me. I am different from the suffering. I am Jivatma, I am spirit soul. My nature is blissful, joyful, happy. This body is simply a burden. It's a burden my soul is carrying. I am carrying the heavy weight of this body, 50 kilos, 40 kilos, 80 kilos. And this body weight is made of the weight of my own karma. Karma bhara, bhara. This karma phal bhara. This is heavy weight of my karma phal. Punya karma phal, papa karma phal, the weight of my sinful activities crushing on my head, and the weight of my pious and good activities entertaining my head and satisfying me. So one interesting idea that was always implanted in us, and 36 years ago when we started book distribution, was that we're actually, it's direct service to Lord Gauranga. And we, as devotees, the perfection of Prayojana Tattva, of love of God, love means oneness. Oneness in heart, oneness in mind. If my lover is unhappy, I am unhappy. My lover's happiness is my happiness. My lover's joy is my joy. My lover's satisfaction is my satisfaction. This is love. When one walks on the path of loving God, he starts to identify with God. He identifies with a particular God, with the bhavas, the feelings of God, the desires of God, the activities of God, the teachings of God. Maybe God in the form of Ram. He becomes Ram Bhakt or Vishnu Bhakt. And he identifies with the pathos and the ordeal and the struggle and the sacrifice that Ram underwent to give up his kingdom on the order of his father Dasharath and go to the forest with Lakshman and his wife. And there's so much emotion and so much rus and bhav there. So he identifies heartily with that mood, with that feeling of Ram. And he remembers him. So we want to become tad atmika, one with that, one with the heart of Gauranga, one with the heart of Radha and Krishna and their servants. And we do that by understanding how they feel. How do they feel? How do they think? Thinking, feeling, willing. How does God think? We want, God wants. What does God want? The pure soul wants what God wants. He feels what God feels. He thinks what God thinks. He desires what God desires, because he's part and parcel of God. You think, your fingers respond. You want, your fingers respond. You feel, your fingers respond. As fingers serve the body, we are fingers of God. We are serving God's wants, his wishes, his feelings. Amevamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanaha manakshastrani injani prakriti stani karshati. We're standing in this material world. Why are we standing here? Prakriti stan. This is our stan. Prakriti stan. We're standing in this place and we're struggling. Karshati. Karshati means I'm pulled this way, I'm pulled that way. My senses pull me this way, my senses pull me that way, my friends pull me, my relatives. I'm getting pulled in all directions. So this is Karshati. But who am I? I'm standing here in this world suffering, but actually I belong there. My real place is there. I'm part and parcel of Krishna. I'm one with Krishna's feelings, his desiring. What he wants, I want. This is love. How does Gauranga feel? He came here. Radha and Krishna came here because of their love for the jivas. They're anxious. They're anxious. Bhagavan was anxious. And if Bhagavan's anxious, his Shakti is also anxious. Because she's united with Krishna in love, Radha. Krishna became anxious for the jivas. Why are they not taking up this Dharma? They're not taking Gita. They're not taking Puran, Itihas, Ved, Shruti, Smriti. They're not taking it. It's Kali Yuga. Sin is rampant. Everywhere is sin. No one's hearing Gita Vakya. And Krishna's thinking, I have to go there. I have to go to the earth planet again. Although I was just there 4,000 years, 5,000 years ago. And he's anxious. And he's not happy. And Radharani, she says, oh, my Prabhu, oh Prabhu, oh Priyatam, you're not happy. You're not sleeping. What is wrong? What is troubling you? Why are you so anxious? I'm cooking so nicely for you. I love you so much. Why aren't you taking your food? Your shoulders complaining? No. The jivas. You know, the jivas, my part and parcels. The Nityapada jivas, bound in this material world of Janma Mrityu, birth and death. They're suffering. They're not listening. They're not hearing my message. They're not taking Gita Pat. They're not hearing Gita Pat, Bhagavat Pat. They're not surrendering. What can I do? Radharani says, chalega. Let's dance. No, he's anxious. I must go again. And then Radharani becomes anxious. Well, if you're going, I'm going. So Krishna says, I'm going. I'm going to the earth planet again. And Radharani says, then I go because we're inseparable. Shakti, Shakti Matura, Abheda. Shaktiman and Shakti. Shaktiman, Krishna. Prasya Shaktir Vivadaya Shriyate. All the Shaktis are with him. But the primary Shakti is love potency. Without love, all other power is meaningless. You can have so much power, so much potency, but if love is missing, you become dysfunctional. A man can be a CEO, an MD, a director, he can be controlling so many factories and everything, and all kinds of powers and influences, but if his wife leaves him, he's crushed. He becomes crushed, because love is extracted from his life and everything becomes zero. Shakti. So Radharani is that essence of Krishna's heart, his life. Shakti. Ladini Shakti. Love. Love potency. Love makes it all work. Sabhaviki Gyana Balakriyacha. Sabhaviki Gyana Balakriyacha. Krishna has knowledge. He has willpower. Icha. Willpower. He has all powers to do everything. But if Radharani's not there, he sits down, puts his hands like this and starts crying. Rests his head on his two hands and with his head cast down, sits in a kunja alone crying, Radharani kaha, Radharani kaha, Radharani kaha. Where is my Radha? Shakti Shaktiman abed. So Radharani said, I'll go also. Then Ladini Shakti, Rasamayi Shakti, Radharani, she came with Krishna, they came as Gauranga. Gauranga is carrying the anxiety of Krishna. And Radharani is reflecting that anxiety. Krishna's anxiety is Radha's anxiety. Radha's anxiety is Krishna's anxiety. When Krishna's in Mathura, he can't sleep. Because he knows how Radharani is rolling on the ground in Uddhav Kyari. She hasn't changed her clothes in weeks. She hasn't bathed. She's covered with Braja Raj. Ohai Dina Diyarja Natahe Mathura Nath Kadava Lokyase. Oh, my Dinanath, oh my Lord, you've gone to Mathura. I can't see you. Vridya Kataram, Vridyam Kataram. My heart is breaking. She's crying. Oh, Sham, oh, Sham, oh, Sham. 10 kilometers away, this gentle, tender, sweet, fragile, broken-hearted gopi, Radhika, is crying in the dust of Nandagram and Uddhav Kyari. Krishna hears her. He can't sleep. And Uddhava Mahashaya says, comes in the morning, oh, Prabhu, your servants told me you didn't sleep last night. Why? Kamsa is dead. The Yadavas have returned to Mathura. Everyone's happy. Vasudeva is smiling again. Devaki's happy. You're here. But the Yadavas, no, you don't understand, Uddhav. My Priyaji, my Pran, my Praneshwari, my Praneshwari Radha, she's crying for me in Vrindavan. So Krishna's anxious. If Radharani's in anxiety, Krishna's in anxiety. So the anxiety of Krishna to save the fallen souls became reflected in Radharani's heart and became compounded and expanded exponentially. Big anxiety. Then Gauranga came. With all that anxiety, all these jivas have run from me. They're hiding in all these corners of India, Bharatvarsha, South India, North India, everywhere. I must go reclaim them. So now, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. He's glancing everywhere, looking, catching jivas, catching them by his glance, looking here, there. Anyone he laid his Kripa Drishti on, they got the mercy. Prem Magana. Prem Magana, they became immersed in the ocean of Prem. Prem Rasa Magana. And then he sometimes gave Shiksha. So Prabhupada, this idea, why do we preach? Because we love Gauranga. We're trying to love Gauranga. We're trying to love Radha and Krishna Yugal. And our beloved is anxious. Our Radharani is in anxiety. Our Shama is in anxiety. Okay, Radhe, 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 Radhe. We can sit around Vrindavan. I've been here for 25 years. Radhe, Radhe. Radharani's mercy. But is it only Radhe, Radhe? Oh, like your husband has a splitting headache and he's so anxious about his business. And you're saying, yes, pati, 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 pati. Well, what about giving him some medicine? What about relieving his headache? What about helping him solve his problems in business or somehow comforting him? No, pati pati, pati pati, jai pati pati. What use is that? Maybe it increases your attachment to your pati, that's also good. What is the practical value? So we preach, Prabhupada emphasizes, and this, I'm just telling you these early points that were engraved on us and were preached to us by Prabhupada and our Sankirtan representatives, is that we're going out to preach, to express our love for Radha and Krishna. Hey Prabhu, hey Sankirtan devotee, you want to love Radha and Krishna? Yes, I joined ISKCON because I wanted love of God, not because I wanted some money from life membership. Right? Western devotees, we don't join to make some money off of ISKCON and get a free meal and a new dhoti. We join ISKCON because we want love of God. We've had everything else. The Russians, Americans, we're not poor. They're all highly educated, wealthy people. We come to ISKCON because we want something, the essence, the sara, jivan sartak. Love of God, bas. I don't want anything more. Love of God, that you have everything. And they say, well, Prabhu, you want love of God. God, you're God. Krishna, Radha, Krishna are anxious. Why? Because people aren't getting Bhagavad Gita. People aren't reading Bhagavad Gita. Go out there and relieve the anxiety of your Lord. If your husband has a headache, will you go to the store and buy some medicine? Yes. You call every doctor you can to find. You try one doctor, it doesn't work, you'll try another doctor? Yes. Because you love your husband or wife. It's natural. Flow, mother, son, etc. Oh yeah, love of God, yeah, love. Okay, they're in anxiety. If you distribute books and save their parts and parcels and bring back their fallen, lost, separated children, Radharani will be very happy because Krishna will be very happy. That will relieve their anxiety. Are you ready to do it? Are you ready to go out on the streets and sell books to liberate, to free Radharani from her anxiety, which Krishna has? No, I stay in the temple, ring the bells and eat Mahaprasad. This is my service. Okay, you do that, but do you have any free time? When we joined, so much consciousness was there for book distribution. Everyone had their full-time services, editing. I was in LA, all the BBTs there, English press production. Editors were there, and artists were there. Everybody was there. They did their full-time service. Mothers, and any time, as soon as they had any free time, an hour here, an hour there, they go to the laundromat, what they call a laundromat. They go to this place where they have these washing machines and dryers, commercial place, you know, where you put in money and you can wash your clothes. They have these places. And then they say, oh, I'm going there, let me take a book. They put the baby in a perambulator, we call stroller, you know, this little baby carriage. They put two Bhagavad Gitas next to him. And they put all the dirty laundry in a backpack. They went in a rucksack. You see, devotee ladies are too resourceful. You got the kid in a stroller. She's got a rucksack with all the dirty laundry from her husband and her other kid. She's going down to the laundromat. I've seen it. It's unbelievable. She wheels the kid into the laundromat, lets him sit there and meditate on the washing machines. He's just there. Ah, nice, Anand. And he's sleeping there. And then she's, you know, takes her rucksack off, gets, because I'd be there washing the Sankirtan devotees' clothes when I was a bhakta. There was, you know, dyeing some sneakers orange or something. That was my service when I joined. So I would see them and I would say, boy, they're really full service here. Take this. And then inside the baby carriage are two Bhagavad Gitas. So she puts the clothes in the washing machine, the kid's meditating on it, he's fine. So then she takes him out. Excuse me, sir. And somebody's sitting there waiting for his clothes. This is by, and I'm sitting there, this lady, and I'm a, you know, working, Sankirtan devotee, working with her. So this lady's really enthusiastic. And this was the mood. Any spare moment, the devotees would try to sell a book. So the idea is that this nice quote from Prabhupada, this principle, one reason we go out to distribute books, to express our love for Radha and Krishna. This is Gopi Bhav. What happens when Radharani's in anxiety, the gopis say, oh, you know, Radharani's in anxiety. Yeah, everyone's talking, Radharani's in anxiety. They come and they sing to her. They do kirtan. They do kirti. Sankirtan. Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Katha. They sing in Radharani's ear. When she's feeling separation from Krishna, They don't sit idly and, she's separated, she's crying. They try to remove her anxiety. They chant in her ear. Or they tell Harikata. This is what book distribution is. Garanga is an anxiety. We give out the books and then he gets free from his anxiety. Oh, another soul saved. They got the Bhagavatam, they got a book. Once, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confided, he met alone with Haridas Thakur, Namacharya. He said, Hare Haridas, Sunil, Sunam. All these Yavanas, Gnostics, non-believers, irreligious people, how will they be delivered from this samsara? How will they be free from this world of birth and death? Haridas, to my great unhappiness, I don't see any way by which they can get delivered. Oh, Prabhu, Haridas replied, do not be in anxiety. Don't be unhappy to see the condition of the fallen souls in this Kali Yuga. This is a quote. Then Prabhupada comments, everyone, and we read these quotes 36 years ago. We meditated on these quotes. We lived for these quotes. Every day, hour after hour, year after year, distributing books. Everyone means everyone. If you have Kanti Mala on your neck, you're everyone. If you have Kanti Mala, Tulsi necklace, on your neck or on our necks, it means you're everyone in this statement. Everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to relieve him from the anxiety that he feels. One who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. Krishna Priyabhakt, Priyabhakt, Priyabhakta. Interesting idea. If you're distributing books, many of you go out, weekend warriors, your grihasthas, most of you. And you distribute Prabhupada's books and also our books on the streets. Have you ever thought that you're going out there for this purpose? This is very, very deep. This one sentence, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela. It says 3.51 and 52. I'm not sure. I would think it's Madhya Leela, because Haridas Thakur, or maybe Madhya or Antya, I can't say. It's either Antya or Madhya, but it's chapter 3, verse 51 and 52. Generally, unless one hears this, and then if he hears this, it's very touching. God is an anxiety? I thought that was our problem. Because everyone says, take this magazine, go back to Godhead. Do you know? The spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. Vai means without, absent. Kunta means anxiety. Sir, this material world is full of anxiety. So much anxiety, tension, anxiety. They have all these advertisements for aspirin and medicines. Anxiety, tension. And they say anxiety caused diseases and anxiety-related distress. Stress-related diseases, is that the term? Stress-related? Stress, right? They use this term, stress. Stress means anxiety. Oh, my wife, my husband, my business, taxes. So anxiety is a big happening in this age. So when people say, no, you can go to the spiritual world, there's no anxiety. People say, I want to go there. I want to go to a place where there's no anxiety. If that's the spiritual world, that's good enough. I don't care if there's happiness there, or love there, or relationships, or exchanges, or anything. Just if I can go there and be free from anxiety, that's good. How much? Take this book, you'll figure it out. $10. Whatever. And then you find out, wait a minute. Radharani's an anxiety? It's called Udvega. Udvega, Sanchari Bhav, Udvega, anxiousness, anxiety, transcendental anxiety. And then we find Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Yugal, he's also in anxiety. How are they? God, he's as bad off as we are. We're conditioned jivas in the material world and we're full of anxiety. And God's full of anxiety? That's like saying Bill Gates is worried about money. So God, this is a... To me, I remember when we first read this and heard this preached to, I thought, wow. God, it's like we're doctors. The Sagartan devotees are all doctors. And our patient has anxiety. Who's our patient? Oh, I have a patient. I'm in the hospital. I have one patient in room 108. What's his name? His first name is G. His last name is O.D. Mr. G. O.D. God. Gauranga. Gauranga!
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 Gauranga! So this is compassion. We preach out of compassion. Compassion for the fallen souls? No, we could care less. Compassion for Radha. You should preach, have compassion for the fallen souls. Whatever. But I don't know about the fallen souls, but I have compassion for Radha and Krishna and Gauranga. And obviously for the fallen souls, because they're inseparable. They're parts and parcels. But this is a nice point to think about. This is all the subtleties and the principles behind the heart and mind of a Sankirtan devotee. What makes him tick? What makes him move? What makes him determine hour after hour, day after day, condition after condition? Heat, cold, snow, freezing cold, doesn't matter. Freezing cold, he has gloves on, he's beating the drum. His nose is running like this, dripping down because it's so cold, he can't stop it. He goes like that every 5 minutes and keeps chanting and playing mridanga. Ask them from Russia. I've been in New York City in the winter playing mridanga in the streets of Manhattan. Your nose is dripping water. It's so cold. You're like dripping. And you go like this, Hare Krishna. And there's snow everywhere. And you say, oh, it's too cold in India to go out. It's too cold to go out. So this compassion, Prabhupada speaks on compassion, this one here. A bona fide devotee of Krishna is always pained to see the fallen condition of the whole world. Like people often sit back and say, wow, this place, the material world, Delhi, Bombay, India, really gone down. People talk like this oftentimes. Objectively speaking, we can see India has really become degraded, it's become fallen, people are very angry, intolerant, impatient, rude, and very bad condition of India. So we can sit around and lament like that. Or we can actively do something. One American president once said, if you are not part of the solution, then you are part of the problem. Everywhere there's negativity. So if we simply sit around and ruminate, like cows, they eat and then they cough up their food and ruminate. If we simply ruminate over the negativity, we become another agent of negativity. Everywhere there's negativity, badness, degeneration. And we simply talk about it and ruminate over it. Oh, it's really bad. Yeah, it's really bad. And the husband tells the wife, it's really bad these days. And the wife tells the husband, it's really bad these days. That's useless. You also become part of the problem because you're generating more negative energy. Not doing anything to correct it or improve it or change it or redirect it. And that's what preaching is all about. Prabhupada says in the first canto of Bhagavatam that distribution of the Bhagavatam is creating a revolution in the lives of the impious people, which is everyone in Kali Yuga. So the devotee, he feels pain, he actually feels sad. Oh, look how people are suffering because they don't have the holy name. They don't have these books, they don't have Krishna consciousness, they don't understand, they're really suffering. I was. If you are suffering, if you're really suffering, because unless you're really suffering, you can't take shelter of God. You're taking shelter of your money, your youth, your talent, your ability, your qualification. Hey, I'm enjoying. What do I need God for? God's for old people. God's for old people that are about to die and they're afraid. I'm young, I have no fear. Let me enjoy. That might be a long time before someone like that can surrender to God. But a sober, intelligent, evolved, A sober, intelligent, evolved human being will realize that human life is meant for self-realization, realizing God. And that type of sensitive person, that intelligent, sensitive person, will feel compassion for others. This is the sign of a cultured person. A cultured person, a cultured human being, feels other people's sufferings to be his suffering. He sees all the wealth in the world, or anybody's wealth or opulence, as simply garbage in the street. And he sees every other woman, he sees every woman in the world as Mataji, mother, except his wife. Matrivat Paradareshu, or something like that. One shloka. So he feels the suffering. Devotees feel. Devotees are sensitive people. They're vibrating to a higher realization, to a higher reality, transcendental interest, transcendental attraction. But we do something about it. We meet people, they're just all lost. People are lost in ignorance. They're just driving cars and families, doing nothing. Hey, excuse me, sir, take this mantra card. Deko. This is Maha Mantra. Yeah, I know Maha Mantra. No, listen. You don't know how much power each one of you have. You have so much power, each one of you, if you're a Krishna's devotee. You can influence, bhakti prabhav. You can influence people. We don't want to win friends, we want to make lovers. Friends, they come and go, lovers never go. We want to win lovers and influence them with Krishna conception. Everyone here can be a touchstone to make thousands of devotees. Not make, we don't make devotees, they're already there. Everyone's already a devotee, they're just some dust. You have a room full of diamonds, but somebody puts a bunch of dust in it. And you put your hand in and say, what's all this dust? Ooh. Huh? So many diamonds here. And one by one, each diamond is individually, say you have some diamonds, 100 diamonds, and somebody took each diamond, dipped it in mud. He dipped in a bunch of mitti, no mud, mitti, clay, dirt. Then he put it in the sun and it dried. And it's about a half inch of dirt around each diamond. Then he collected all these little mud balls and he put them in a closet. And somebody says, oh, what's this? And he takes it, oh, it's a mud ball. And he puts it under the water. Huh? Pa? Papari bab. Yeke. This is 25 carat diamond. Compassion. Who? Do we worship Radharani?
Yes.
What is her other name?
Karunamayi
Radha. What does that mean? I mean, she came as Lord Gauranga to distribute books. She came as Lord Gauranga to distribute the holy name. We discussed how Radharani came 500 years ago to start transcendental book distribution. We discussed that in the morning. Radharani started transcendental book distribution. You want to love Radharani? You want to be Radha Sakhi, Palyadasi, Radhara Amidasi, Radha Palyadasi? You want to be Radhadasi? She came as Gauranga and said, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Follow the Shiksha, the teachings of Krishna in Gita and Bhagavatam. Gauranga told that. Then Gauranga told Jiva Goswami, take out the books from the Goswamis and spread them all over the world. Radharani started book distribution. Gauranga started book distribution to relieve Krishna's anxiety. This is the medicine, not aspirin, not Tylenol or paracetamol or whatever alls they have, so many alls. Many alls, Tylenol, Cetamol, all. Book distribution. A bona fide devotee of Krishna is always pained to see the whole condition, the fallen condition of the world. Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur said, very beautiful, since this is Avirbhav, very famous statement, there is no scarcity, want, lack, deficiency of anything within this world. The only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. This is the vision of all pure devotees. So what is should bhakti drishti, should bhakti drishti. What is the vision of a pure devotee? Of a pure devotee. Well, there's plenty of money. There's helicopters, there's jet planes, there's fancy cars and foreign cars and AC and widescreen TV and all kinds of Reebok shoes, and we're really living high in India. Boy, look at us now. Grand Prix races and whiskey and Johnny Walker. Look, Mom, no hands. I'm riding my bicycle without hands on the handlebars. Look, Mom, no hands. See, I'm cool. India. Glories to India. Lots of things here. Money, wealth, food, so many things. But what's missing? Krishna consciousness. This is Dharma Bhumi. India was called Dharma Bhumi. Dharma Bhumi. Land of religion. But now it's Adharma Bhumi. It's Johnny Walker Bhumi. Grand Prix Bhumi. Reebok Bhumi. What is it? It's not good. So he said, this is the vision. This is the vision, pure devotee. See, everything. There's no such thing as starving Indians. So this is a ruse. It's false. Only lack is Krishna consciousness. And we can give it. You simply go up to someone, your maid or anyone, give them a mantra card and say, Suno, you know our mantra. Whatever you want to say, you say. And all of a sudden, you meet that person a month later, 6 months later. Hey, wait a minute. They call you from behind, they're on Govardhan Prika. They call, hey, Hare Krishna, hey Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And you stop. Hello, remember me? I'm from Aligarh. Acha, yeah. I don't remember, anyway. He said, you know, you met me on Govardhan Prikram about a year ago, and we were walking, and you were walking really fast, and I came next to you, and then you turned to me, and you handed me a mantra card while we were walking, and you told me to chant this mantra. And I promised to chant. I've been chanting it for the last year. You know what happened? I passed my college with honors. I got accepted to the school I wanted to go to. This Maha Mantra is really good. I said, it's because you gave this mantra. I said, okay, that's nice. You got some karma fall, but how do you feel? Yeah, I'm never, he told me, I'm never going to stop chanting this mantra. I said, very good. How much you chant? He said, I chant half hour in the morning and half hour when I come back from school. Very good. Never been to a temple, never met a devotee. I'm on the Prikamark, just hand him, I'm walking by here, take this, give him a mantra card. I didn't even stop, I chant this mantra, you know, it's good for you. That's Prabhav. Everybody has. If you take out the time to express compassion, whose Karunamayi is it? Who is the reservoir, the source of Karunamayi Shakti? Us? Radha. She is Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha. Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha means she is the source of Karuna. She is the source of love. She is the source of compassion. So when you decide, yes, Radharani, I want to relieve you from your anxiety. Yes, Radharani, I want to free this jiva from suffering of birth and death. Yes, Radharani, I want to send this jiva back to God. Immediately you get a connection. As soon as you want to. You want to help. You want to save. You want to heal. You want to help. Liberation, okay, that's a big thing. Moksha. Going around giving everybody moksha. First, heal them. Everyone's wounded. Everyone is wounded in action. Wounded soldiers. Everyone has emotional scars, mental wounds, hearts and pains, heart pains, mental pains. First, heal everyone with love drops, premamrit. Love drops is preaching. Give them some love drops. Heal their wounds. Help them, heal them, help them. And point them towards mukti, liberation. This is preaching. Because of this lack of Krishna consciousness in human society, people are suffering terribly. Being merged in the ocean of nescience, ignorance, and sense gratification. A devotee onlooker is very much aggrieved to see the situation of the world. Look at these. Let's look at this. This is a sentence of Prabhupada. Adi Leela, chapter 13, verse 67. In these words, coming from the lotus mouth of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru Padma Vakya. These lotus-like words from Prabhupada's mouth, let's examine some of these verbs and adverbs. some very key, highly charged English words in these two sentences. And you'll understand from these words and a couple sentences how much compassion Srila Prabhupada has for the fallen souls, for all of us. I'll zero in on a couple words. Always pained, fallen condition, suffering terribly, merged in ignorance, aggrieved. These are heavy words. The pure devotee is pained. He's aggrieved because people are suffering terribly. A simple little 3-rupee plastic mantra card you give to someone, it changes the course of their life and their entire destiny. Unbelievable, but true. We've seen it thousands of times. What to speak of, giving a mantra card is like giving one page of Prabhupada's books. Because every page of Prabhupada's books is a mantra card. I read 6 Bhagavad Gitas before I got Prabhupada's. And usually they say absolute, the consciousness, the power, the one, the this, that. Never they say Krishna. And they never, and I get Prabhupada's every, Krishna, Krishna. I said, this is, and I'm a very attentive reader. I'm trying to understand, what is his style? What is his meditation? How is he writing this? What is he thinking when he's writing? This is how I was reading. I'm thinking, what is his idea behind this? Why is he writing, you know, like this? Then I thought, this is his mercy. He started the Hare Krishna movement. This is when I was a non-devotee, when I was coming. Naturally, he started the Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So he wants to drive a point home in every paragraph. Now, the mental preparation of the preacher. Mental preparation, physical preparation. I have some points here. Indian birth, because most of the people we're talking to today are Indians, because I'm mostly preaching here in India. Indian birth means angel of mercy. Why am I saying that? One day, 500 years ago, Patita Pavan Avatar, Kali Yuga Patita Pavan Avatar, Prem Purushottam, Radha Govinda Yugal, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Rasaraj Mahabhava Mahaprabhu said, Bharata Bhumite Hoila, Manushya Janma Jhar, Janma Sartaka Kari Kara Para Upakar, Para Kara Upakar, Bharata Bhumite. You're born in Bharat Bhumi, you're born in India, Manusha, Manush Janam. You're born as a human being, are you a human being? Then, you should make your life successful. Janma Sartak. Sar art karma. I mean, sar art karma. Kar. Do the essential thing. Art means the desirable objective. The art. What is most valuable? What is most necessary? What is most wanted? That is art. Dharma art ka moksh. Art. And sar means the essence. You have Janma Sartak. Sart. It says Janma Sartak, Bengali. Find the essence of life. You're born in India. What is the essence of life? To realize God and to help others realize God. This is, you're an angel of mercy, he's telling. Make your life successful. Realize God and work for the benefit of other people. Work means Harinam Sankirtan, distribution of holy name and transcendental books. This is para kara upakar, welfare work of the highest order, distribution of transcendental wisdom and knowledge. Prabhupada comments on Lord Chaitanya's verse. The magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressed in this very important verse. One who has taken his birth in India, says Prabhupada, our Param Guru, or our Diksha Guru in our case, one who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, all of you, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of other people. The magnanimity, the generosity of Mahaprabhu is expressed in this very important verse. And Prabhupada reiterates the same point. So this is the generosity, the love, the kindness of Mahaprabhu. He's saying, listen, my Indian people, in my order, because in the order of the Guru is the Shakti and power to execute it. I am Adi Guru, Krishna, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, Adi Guru, original Guru. I am giving you an Agya, Guru Agya, an order. Bharata Bhumate Hoila, Manasa Janma Jara, Janma Sarta Kari, Parakara Upakara. This is my order. You're all born here. Fine, well and good. Congratulations. Now, Janma Sartak. Realize God, the essence, the essential objective, the essential goal of human life. Then, Parakara Upakar. Help others realize God. This is your duty. This is my order. This is my order to all the Indian people. As Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu. Do it. Means become guru. You see, all over the world, Europe, Russia, America, South America, Indian gurus of all kinds of persuasions and all types of viewpoints and philosophies, Advaitins, Vaishnavas, yogis, bogis, rogis, all types of gurus, they go to Europe and America and everywhere outside of India and are received wonderfully. Welcome arms, no matter what damn thing they're teaching or offering, what bogus, made-up thing, whatever they have. They're honored, they're worshipped, they're respected, they're people surrender to them and follow them. Because people look to India for higher ideas, for higher conceptions, for guidance, leadership. What about Indians? Who's guiding the people here? It's so much like a paradox. The Indians go outside of India to guide the rest of the world, and the Americans come to India to guide the Indians. Very strange. You are the gurus. Bharata Bhumate. Bharata Bhumate can mean the whole land of Bharata, the whole land of earth planet. So then we can say, alright, I'm also born in the earth planet. But generally speaking, Bharata Bhumi means this Bhumi. But you're all born here. So this is another weight on your heads. Radharani's in anxiety, go distribute books. Krishna's in anxiety, go distribute books. You're an Indian, you're a guru, it's your responsibility. God is ordering you all. So this is the mental preparation of the preacher. Mental preparation of the preacher. Read the books you distribute. Don't go out and distribute books like a blind madman. Read one book, cover to cover, inside out. Read it, surrender to it, follow it, worship it, love it, learn from it, serve it, remember it. And if that book touches your heart, at least one of them, then sell that until you read another one. Don't even go out on book distribution until you read one book inside and out. That's so stupid. It's like, what's this book about? I don't know, they told us to pass it out. It's supposed to be good for you. Someone said, my friend told me it was good for you. That's ridiculous. Where's the conviction? You have no conviction. Conviction comes by association. You have to associate with this book and experience the book. You experience the book, associate with it, read it, live it. It's not book distribution is not some blind selling of socks and pants in a retail store. Just hire some 16-year-old girl and say, here, sell these pants. Oh, sir, these are really nice pants. You like them? Yeah, okay. And she winks and blinks and all that. And he buys them. So it's not some selling some clothes in a clothing store. This book touched your heart. This book touched your heart, touched your consciousness. It changed your life. It saved your life. It did something. It moved you. Unless the book moves you and changes you, how do you expect to move someone or change somebody or convince somebody to buy the book? This is a really good book, you know, you really like it. We'll take it. What? Just, you know, take it, just give some donation. It's nice, yeah. Well, I don't know. You don't. What's it like? I don't know. It's. I read it. I read a little bit. You know, I read a little bit here and there. You know, it's nice. Take it. That's not it. That's not book. Don't even think about book distribution. Forget about it. It's a joke. If you're convinced about one book, you can sell 500 books a day with that one book. The Prabhupada's books and these books. If they touched you, distribute. If they haven't touched you, don't touch the book. If Gita's a book for you, then distribute Gita. Whatever book works, or all the books. It's not. I don't want salesmen. I want distributors of love. And we're not. I'm a book distributor. We're not book distributors. We're devotees. Jivara Surabhaya Krishna Nityadas. I'm a book distributor. So is Encyclopedia Britannica or World Book or whatever. I'm not. What do you do? I'm distributing love of God. Through the holy name, through Prabhachan, through Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Nam Sankirtan, Granta Sankirtan, Granta Bhagavat Kirtan, through the books, through Prabhachan. We collect love of God, we experience love of God, we distribute love of God. Love of God is unlimited. Ananta Rupam, Ananta Namam, Ananta Bhagavan. God is unlimited. You can't limit or measure. Can you measure love? Can you weigh love? Can you limit love? When you're talking about absolute prema, it's unlimited. It expands on and on and on and on. Krishna can never understand the love. It's called anurag. Anurag, that rag, that attachment, that love, that bhav. It expands in every new moment, every new percentage. Krishna, Radharani, Krishna looks so much new at every moment. We say nava yovanam cha, nava yovanam. Yovanam, youthful. Nava, ever youthful. Ever youthful. Oh, eternally youthful Krishna and Radha. If Radharani is with Krishna and Radhakund, then later they're separated, and then she sees Krishna returning with the cows at that Uttara Goshtan Leela, and Lita says, oh, see that beautiful boy coming, that Bansuri Wala. See that Bansuri? Bansuri Wala coming with all the cows. Radharani looks, Hare, hey Saki. Kone, who is that? And the Lita says, Hare, Shamaju. This is Krishna. This is Krishna. This is Kishore. This is Shamasundar. Don't you know? No, I've never seen him before. He's so beautiful. The way he walks like this and so carefree, and he's playing as that Vamsuri. I've never heard such a beautiful bansuri before. This flute is so madur, madur, madur. So madur, so sweet, so dulcet, attractive to me. My heart is melting. I know Krishna's flute. I know what Krishna looks like. But this is not Krishna. This is not Bansidhari. This is not Muralidhar. This is some other new boy walking down the streets of Braj. Tell me, Saki, who is it? Kone? This is anurag. Love goes on, infinitely expanding. And this is, so we can say that we have all the love of Krishna. So we're distributors of love of God. 1% love, 2%, 100%, 200%, 3,000. Each and every one of us is distributors. Whatever amount of love of God has come in our hearts, we're distributing that through Nam, through books, through words. Through behavior, through compassion, through care. It's nothing but love. Our God is Prem Purushottam. What does that mean? The God who distributes love in Kali Yuga. The love God. And we are the servants of the love God. Our Father opened the store to distribute love. So you work in the family business. What do you sell? I sell saris. My father sold saris. So my father distributes love. My father, my Ishta is Gauranga. He's a distributor of love. What do you distribute? Why distribute lust, anger, greed, envy? No, distribute that, you know, throw it in the trash, throw it down the toilet. Get rid of it. We're also, each one of us, in our own way. Saraswati was 4 years old when she first came to India in 71 as the daughter of Malati and Shamasundardas. And Prabhupada was so proud of her, he would often introduce her to his Indian gentlemen in Bombay and Delhi. He said, see, this Saraswati, Do you know how old she is? She's 4 years old. Oh, really? Blonde hair, blue eyes, beautiful milk-white skin. And Prabhupada says, do you know she's a big pracharak? She's a big pracharak. She's a big preacher. Acha Swamiji, really? Yes, Mr. Gupta, you don't know. Saraswati goes up to people and she says, excuse me, sir. Do you know Krishna? Oh, little girl. No, who is Krishna? They humor her. They play a little bit. Maybe they know, but they just play. Oh, little girl, I don't know. She looks up with her little innocent blue eyes, clear blue eyes like children always have. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Then the man says, oh, can you tell me more? And she said, that's all. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam. Saraswati, that very innocent and relatively simplistic, essential, eloquent preaching. Eloquence is essential truth spoken concisely. Essential truth. Satyasara. Who's Krishna? He's the supreme personality of Godhead. Not Nirvishesh Brahma. Not this Brahma Sayuja, Brahman, impersonal, Advaitin conception. Personality of God, head. Because if you're a person, it means you have a head. Personality of God, head. The head is important. So this is a little drop of love. She's distributing little drops of love. She loves Prabhupada. She wants to please Prabhupada. That's love. Pleasing someone is an expression of love. So she's expressing her love by her very simplistic, essential preaching. We can't do that. We're too sophisticated. We're overburdened with all our qualification and intelligence. We can't distribute drops of love. Certainly we can. So read the books, as Prabhupada says. Continue this book distribution program very nicely. And at the same time, take advantage of these books yourself. Read and distribute. Collect and distribute. First, feed yourself and then feed others. So read the books. Not that you just distribute, but neglect reading them yourselves. Always read the books. Every time you have a spare moment, you should read. This will help you to advance in Krishna consciousness and will give you the ability to convince others also. Srila Prabhupada, letter to Chaidas, May 5th, 72. These instructions of Prabhupada's letters and purports and classes, we as his aspiring disciples in the early days, we took dead serious, really dead serious. How you take up the vani of guru, that's your individual discretion. But we're only speaking about our experience and our practice and our relationship with our own guru. Guru Shishya Sambandha. Because we can speak about our life as a servant of my guru for 36 years. We took very, very serious. We read the instructions, we heard them, we tried to practice. Every devotee always carried a small nectar of devotion. Nectar of Devotion was a very small book. There was no Upadeshamrita until 75 or 6 or so. Wherever we went, we always had some shoulder bag or whatever. We always had a small book. And we're on a bus, we're anywhere waiting for the Sankirtan. We finished, we're supposed to go out to the street in front of the airport. We're waiting for a van to pick us up, take us back to the temple. We're standing there, we're reading Nectar of Devotion. We're not looking at the neon signs and the passengers and the Japanese people and German people and all the tourists coming to L.A. We have our nose in the book all the time. All the time. This is the blessings of Prabhupada. He said, read my books at every spare moment. That's his order. That's his agya. The power to do it is there. We found out. We surrendered all the time. Everybody was always picking up a book. And if someone was with you, hey, listen to this. A nice passage from the Nectar of Devotion. Especially the backside. So many beautiful short passages. Anecdotes. Different rasas and lila exchanges. Very beautiful. Inspiring. This was our life. This is our life. Don't let a spare moment go by when you don't read a book or hear some katha. This is Prabhupada's order to you and me and all of us. I am repeating the same. Be fearless. This is all the mental preparation. Be fearless. God is with you. Prabhupada said, to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, devotees have to face many dangers and impediments. Especially impediments all over the world. But a faithful servant who preaches with great devotion to the Lord must know that Lord Nrisingadev is always his protector. Always. Danger? In India, not so much danger, but impediments. Hey! Why are you distributing these books in the mall? You have permission? No, we just came out on Sunday. We thought, hey, get out from here. Impediments, obstacles. Be prepared. It's not a cakewalk, as they say. It's not a piece of cake distributing. Because Maya is controlling everything. This is Devi Dham. This is not Hari Dham. We are trying to make Hari Dham in the middle of Devi Dham. This is a material world. Maya is in charge. Maha Maya. Every single jiva is controlled by Maya. Every single city is controlled by Maya. Every single inch of this world is controlled by Maya. Because everyone wants to go away from Krishna. And we're coming and saying, no, I want to capture this piece of territory. Capture this person for Krishna. Take him to Hari Dham. There has to be impediments, opposition, obstacles. Must be. So we should be mentally, that's what I'm saying, this is the mental preparation of the Sankirtan. Okay, it's a fight. I'm declaring, I as an individual devotee trying to go against the illusory energy and declaring war on Maya. I have my individual war with Maya. Maya is my brain. Maya is my mind. My mundane aspirations and material desires. My lust, that's my enemy. I have a war with lust. And greed, I have a war with greed. Envy, I have a war with envy within myself. And then the external energy, so much opposition, relatives, friends. Oh, it's weird, why be a Krishna? Oh, stop this, be normal. Eat, drink, and be merry. What's this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Impediments, obstacles. We have to be fearless and go on in our struggle, in our individual war. Then if we go out and courageously try to help others, then the war is even greater. The reaction and opposition becomes even more intense. The impediments are greater. The preacher has to be strong. Tightly surrendered and connected to Guru. And very strong bhajan in the morning. Tight program, chanting nicely, reading. And especially, at least you can say, the days that you plan to go out. Either Harinam or book distribution. Say it's on Sunday. So that Sunday, take rest, prepare beforehand, take rest early at Saturday night. Well, tomorrow's our big day, it's our Sankirtan day. Let's be fresh, let's be strong, let's get up early, chant all around nicely, meditatively, in front of Tulsi, Thakurji, meditating, prayerful, read some nice Bhagavatam, let's sit together, have a small kirtan, puja, nice program, prasad, get ready, get the books, get the instruments. Then you go out, and you have some inner strength, and mental preparation. You don't say, okay, let's go on book distribution. No, it's repair. So this is just a summary here. Good intentions. These are some mental preparation. We should have good intentions. Your good wishes, your good intentions, and your helping desires count a lot. Pump up your compassion before you start distributing books. I'm going out there today to distribute books. people are really suffering. So much suffering in this world. I have to help them. These books can really help them. This book, if they get this book, Art of Chanting, and they somehow get attracted and learn this chanting and appreciate what depth there is in this Maha Mantra, they'll get everything. I'm convinced. I have to help them. I have to give them this book. It's so important. And other subsequent books. And you think about it. So you pump up your compassion. The example of good intentions. We want, our intention is, I want to help people, I want to save people, I want to benefit others. Gopinath Acharya and Jagannath Puri had sincerely desired that Mahaprabhu would favor his father-in-law. His father-in-law was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was an Advaitin, a Mayavadi. But Gopinath, who was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, oh Gauranga, please, I hope, please rescue and save my father-in-law. So he wanted him to become enlightened in Krishna consciousness. So his desire was fulfilled by Lord Chaitanya. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is more merciful than the Lord himself. Because the Lord, Krishna says, you want to be independent of me? Do your own thing? Enjoy. You turn your back on me, I turn my back on you. I'm busy, you're busy. I'm too busy for you, you're too busy for me, I'm also busy. I have my Astakali Leela, you have your Astakali Leela. You have your Astakali Leela, Karo, I have mine. You're too busy for me, I'm too busy for you. Oh, I'm too busy for God. Well, you ever, that's your subjective view. But you ever think what God thinks? I'm also too busy for you, Buster. He may also be busy. So then, the devotee interferes with the independence of the jiva. Krishna, I'm not going to turn my back. I'm going to go out and catch this person. Hey, wait a minute, Hare Krishna, wait, sir, this is for you, look, we're giving these to everybody, please take this, this is for you. And you give the book. We catch them. This is our intention. We actually, the devotee, this is Prabhupada's Tika and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. The devotee is more merciful than the Lord himself. When a devotee desires to show his mercy to a person, the Lord acts. And by his grace, one becomes a devotee. It starts with you desiring to help someone. Your intentions, your good wishes, your compassion. The Lord is passive. But if you say, hey, wake up, come on, shower your mercy light on this jiva. Oh, you're calling me? You're my devotee? All right, I'll help him. I had discussed this whole point before. But I had a desire, I'm on Prikma, let me help this person, give him a card. Then Krishna arranged for him to be attracted to the holy name. Krishna arranged for him to get steady and determined and stick with it. It's Krishna did all that. All I did was show intention, care. What more can we do? Man proposes, God disposes. The preacher has good intentions, good wishes, like Gopinath Acharya wanted his father-in-law to get liberated and get the higher idea of love of God. And Lord Chaitanya reciprocated. So the same thing happens with us. When a devotee wants to help another person, wants to give them a book, desires to help them, then Krishna, he wants to show mercy, then Krishna acts. And by Krishna's grace, that person becomes a devotee. I don't make devotees. Oh, I made this person, people say like this, I've heard sometimes, this is really funny. Oh, I made this person devotee, I made that person devotee. Acha. Well, can you tell me who made your false ego? You know about all these manufacturing units. You have a great manufacturing unit. You made this devotee, you made... Can you tell me who manufactured your false ego? And you're the karta, you're the doer. This is vimuratma. Krishna says in Gita 3:27, you think you made the devotee, then you're a vimudha. You're not a muda, you're a vimudha. Prakriti kriyamana ni guni karmani sarvasha ahankara, what's it? Vimudha. Kartamati manyate. Kartamati manyate. If you think you're the karta, hey, listen friend. You're not the muda from the Avijanati muda. You're a vimuda. You're a vishesh muda. You're a very special, big-time ass. You're a big time ass, Krishnadas, the Sankirtan leader. Krishnadas, the Sankirtan leader, is a big time ass if he thinks he's preaching at the Sunday feast and I made this devotee. Don't you know? I made. Wow, you're really great. Das and Das and Das and Das, Krishna Das. Physical preparation. This is mental preparation. Physical preparation. This is the preacher. I haven't talked about selecting the site or which books or which ammunition, many things. I'm just talking about the mental preparation of the preacher, heart and mental preparation. Now the physical preparation. Srila Prabhupada. We send our preachers out in ordinary Western dress, pants and shirts and tuxedos, to introduce our books and philosophy. Our only concern is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. We may do this in the dress of sannyasis or in the dress, the regular dress of gentlemen and ladies. So this was perfect. Prabhupada approved. Now, what about the tilak? As I mentioned in the morning session, when we go quote unquote undercover, because our real cover is our Vaishnava dress, which is the eternal dress. In the spiritual world, they wear dhoti, sari, all these things. So then we put on water tilak. We take achvan, we do achvan, we put water, chant the tilak mantra, and say, Om Keshavaya Namaha. And we make all the tilak very nicely with water. Pani, pani ka tilak, pani ka tilak. Make it, chant the mantra. You can do your whole body if you're... But only other parts can have regular tilak. Gopi Chan, Radhakund, whatever. Gopi Chan. But here, because it's in public, we don't even need the tilak. Not suit jacket and tilak. It is rasa bas. The water tilak is there. That's when you're special. Not some ladies going to the mall to buy potatoes. Ladies going to the mall to buy potatoes. How's well? She proper tilak. This is only when you're undercover. You have permission to have a table. You go to the manager of the mall. You present yourself as gentlemen. We're selling these books. It's a benefit. We're helping care for cows or ashram, whatever the benefit is. And you go, gentlemen and ladies don't walk around with suit jackets and tilak. It's a little weird. So when in Rome, do as the Romans do, is a phrase. When in Rome, it's a city in Italy. So people in the mall, they look like this. Then we look like them. Our only concern is to spread interest in Krishna consciousness. You can be any dress, it doesn't matter. It's a very important thing. This is physical preparation. The team, the Sankirtan, teamwork. For both types of Sankirtan, either congregational chanting or the distribution of transcendental literatures, a cooperation or teamwork is required. Book Sankirtan, which is known as the Brihad Mardanga, requires that books be written, edited, published, shipped, distributed. To achieve this, many people must cooperate together. Many people, many devotees must, in this case, many devotees must cooperate together. The editor, the writer, the production manager, the sales manager, the designer, the artist, the printer, the shipper, the biller, the distributors. Everyone, it's a teamwork. Everyone's required, and everyone's essential. If one's not there, the whole thing collapses. The editor's not there, there's no book. Distributor's there, there's no book. Printer's not there, no book. The go-down is not there, there's no book. Everything is essential and important. Teamwork. Similarly, in the chanting Sankirtan, the book Sankirtan, or chanting Sankirtan, or Harinam Sankirtan, with mridangas and kartals, this also requires cooperation of all the participants. Not that one guy's playing Dewey Tal, and the other guy's playing Teen Tal, and the other guy's playing rock and roll. No one is looking at the mridanga player, no one's paying attention to the lead singer. And the guy's playing mridanga, he says, oh my God, what are these guys, are drunk or what? He's got coordination. Syncopation. Music means syncopation, coordination. You have to surrender your ego. He's in charge. He's leading. He's in charge. He's going slow. Goes. I've been in so many kirtan parties. I did. The leader slows down the mridanga. He wants to play slow, and the kirtan player goes, da, da, da. They just keep playing. The whoppers keep going fast. Then the mridanga player gets overpowered, and he has to go fast again. As many times happens. It's like a struggle between egos. The ego of the mridanga player versus the ego of the whopper players. India people are more submissive. But America, maybe Russia, so many egos on sankirtan. So teamwork, cooperation is really required. Submission, integration, follow the leader. So the devotees cooperate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially appreciated the devotees cooperating for the purpose of spreading the glories of the holy name. It's not that I'm the leader or you're the leader. The purpose is we're cooperating together. We are a team. Whether we're chanting on the streets together or whether we're distributing books together, we're a team. So we have to cooperate and help each other and respect each other and work lovingly together to make it work and make us successful. Successful Harinam, successful book distribution. Our success and the collective success of the people we're distributing love to. Krishna consciousness means the distribution of love. So this was the some preparation. Now, selection of place, Kshetra. Kshetra selection. Where to distribute books, who to distribute books to, what time. What time, what place, who. Who are the customers, who are the audience, who are the conditioned souls. Prabhupada said, preferably young people. These are some parameters Prabhupada gave. Not just anybody and everybody and allbody. That's true. But in one sense, he emphasized, because he was asked these, cross-examined and asked these questions many times. There's 500 people coming. Who do we zero in and focus? Because 500 people come from the airplane or in a mall, they go like this. And I have to zero on one or the other. He said, look for the young people, the college people, the young people, the intelligent people. If there's none of them around, then anybody. Preach to the dog, anybody. Hey, dog, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. No, sometimes I've been in slow malls, there's nobody to talk to. So you want to select a place where lots of young people are there, lots of intelligent people, and lots of people. The maximum, lots of people. Then the ambience. It's very important to find the right ambience. If there's too many people and it's too fast to place, it's too fast speed, then you can't, it's too much agitation, like train stations, bus stops. It's too much agitation generally to do any very effective book distribution. People rush, 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 rush. Thousands of people bouncing like ants into each other. You need a certain amount of space and a certain density of people and a certain amount of space and ambience. So the sankirtan leader, I was a sankirtan leader, we have many things, strategy. To choosing the right place to distribute is important. You have to think 100 times, well, this, or how about this mall? What's the good and bad things about this place or that place? Weather, many things. So selection of place. And then selection of ammunition. Bombs, hand grenades, machine gun bullets, what is it? Send which book at this place? A rock and roll concert, for example. We did so many kinds of book distribution. It's all young people. It's rock and roll concert. I'm going to distribute the first canto of Bhagavatam. Too big. Too heavy. Won't fit in their pocket. Selection of place, then selection of book or books. Which book? It's a rock and roll concert. 50,000 people are in this outdoor concert. They have jeans on and pocketbooks. Some of the girls have pocketbooks. I just find a small book, Nectar of Instruction, Path of Perfection, Yoga, or, you know, Sweet Notes, or 64 Qualities. So you do little books, fast distribution, fast money, and quickly. And if you're in a generic place that's just small, you can have a whole table of everything. But then when you're then it becomes the selection of the place, then the book, the timing. Like you go when everybody's at work, everyone's working 9 to 12, and you got there, okay, let's do sankirtan 9 to 12 in the neighbor place. Everybody's in the office. If you go 12 to 2, everyone comes out for lunch, so go 12 to 2. When they're all stuck in the buildings, in the pigeonholes, And you have to get them in the courtyard or in the what do you call it, mezzanine or court, whatever you call it, you know, the courtyard in the ground. Because they all come out of those holes and they converge in one place to the coteries, the food coteries, and all these places where they eat. The right, it's Kaladesha Patra, basically. Selection of place means time, place, and circumstance. The weather, the place, the time. These are just sections. Approach. It's called the approaching the candidate, the recipient of your love. Approaching the recipient of your love. Choosing the person in the audience, in the crowd. Choosing the person, choosing the individual in the crowd. Choosing the book, which is maybe any one of these five. And when you get expert at one book, you can sell one book to anybody. Anybody. And then, prayer. For example, you're in the mall and you see there's some people, there's two old people, there's one guy with a girl. This guy with a girl, he's lost with this girl, so he won't pay attention. This guy is walking alone. Okay, there, Krishna, there he is. You see him. You choose your candidate from far away. It's not. Now you're just looking around like this. A book distributor is very focused, and he's like a sniper. You know, a sniper stands on top of a building and shoots some politician or something called a sniper. He's very focused. He's looking. Who am I going to? Who, Krishna? Who is it? Krishna. He's praying. Krishna. Which one? Which one? He already has some parameters. Young person. So I'm looking. Acha, this person. And I just look. I see. He's coming my way. So I don't want to just stare at him. Okay, I see him. And then I close. Krishna, please. Then the prayer. The book. The choice. Which book? I have five. I have five different books in my bag. So then you find out the individual. Then you start praying. Giving Krishna's mercy. Krishna, please empower me to stop this person. Krishna, please empower me to touch his heart. Krishna, please empower me to give him this book. Please empower me to make him take. Please make him take the book. Please make him. Then, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Om Hare Om. Now, the greeting. That's the approach. First, the mental approach, then you walk. And you'll learn the timing. There's a certain timing as a person comes, you go to abruptly, take this book, oh! The guy's like right next to you, take it, oh! It's called timing. It's the approach. The mental heart approach, the choice, the approach, then the timing. Timing is when to, you know, pull your car out in the freeway or whatever. So he's coming and there's a certain distance. And then you see, okay, here's my man. He doesn't know what's happening. He's just walking around. People all stargazed, you know, they're all like this. They don't know where they're going. They don't even know what they're looking for. He's looking for girls or clothes or he doesn't know why. He's out for a walk. And so then you have to, then you catch, then the greeting. Greeting means catching attention. You have to be happy. You have to be enthusiastic and mellow. Not like, hey, take this book. Hey, take it. Ha! Crazy man. You have to be cool. Cool, calm, collective, meditative, friendly, convinced, in control, and dependent, and humble, and praying. Book distribution is deep. If one goes deep into book distribution, he'll understand how much he has to purify from his heart. So then the greeting, you're making friends. He's your old friend. He's your lost friend. He's Bhakta Joe. He lost him. He lost Krishna. He's lost. You're greeting the person. The book comes later. You're just greeting an old friend. Haribo, hello. Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Haribo, hello. When we were in the airport, in LA airport, we used to say, hey, Nitai, Jai Nitai. Because you can't hear anything in the airport. We were just... The guy thinks you're calling out John or this or that, and he thinks you know him. Hey, Jai Nitai, Jai Nitai. He looks, huh? He goes, huh? And he's smiling. I say, well, welcome to Los Angeles. He looks, I don't know you. Anyway, have a book. We're giving, you know, you just... You get the attention. You greet him. You smile. You make him happy. Say, welcome. You have someone. Welcome. Oh, hey, hello. Hi, or whatever. Excuse me, sir. We're giving. If it's like one of these real calm, like really shanti malls, you know, real ambience, then you speak really slow and really cool. Excuse me, we're giving these out to everyone today. But if you're really in a fast speed, hey, sir, take this with you. You have to change the speed of your voice. Krishna will give you all these details, really. I'm just like summarizing them from experience. But all these fine points, the greeting, then introducing the book. You're just, you know, you're not excited. You have a book, and you prayed to Krishna, you did your prayer, and you're depending on Krishna to do the rest. Now you follow the sequence, the approach, the greeting. Greeting means making friends, relaxing him, making him feel comfortable with you. Hello, hi, we're meeting everybody out here today. How are you doing? We're giving these out. Now like, we're giving these books out. And, you know, we're showing these books over here. Take one. It's for you. Yeah, take it. That's for you. Then he had to say a little few words to overcome his introducing the book. You have to break the ice and make him feel comfortable. Oh wait, yeah, take it with you. Everyone's, you know, small little words. Take it with you. And he's like, his mind, because you're working with people's minds, because their mind is saying accept, reject, who are you, what is it, why, who, how, we. So then you speak little mantras, very soft. Yeah, take it. Everyone's taking it. It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. So it's okay. It's okay. You know, you have to settle down. And now the next step is making friends, breaking the ice, relaxing the person, breaking barriers. Then you probe. You make some probe about his identity. What's he into? He's given a book. He's holding the book. So listen, you're from around here? Where are you from? From Gorgon, that's Sean. You're a college student? People love to talk about themselves. Of course, this whole thing I'm telling you, although I'm breaking up in such minute points, it happens in about 3 minutes when you're good. You sell a book within 3 minutes. That's how fast it happens. It doesn't take 3 hours to sell a book. 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. And it's all done very relaxed. So, Asha, oh, you're a student. Oh, what school do you go to? Oh, that's nice. What are you studying? Psychology. Really? So you're making an inquiry. You want to find out about your friend. He's your friend. You're really interested in your friend. So then you make friends. What are you just want to find the reason you're making friends to relax him and make him feel comfortable with you, because you love him. You love this person. If you have no love, you can't distribute love. You care for this person. You want to help this person. You don't care about money. You don't care if he buys a book or doesn't. You want to help this person. Because no matter what happens, he takes a book or doesn't, you'll make sure he chants Hare Krishna, especially in India. In the West, you may have to hide that. But at any rate, so then you try to find something in that quick inquiry that you can use to individually present the book. Now, after you make friends, break ice, this is all one category. Now, back to the book. You show the book and you explain the book, tying in what he said about himself. The next point. Preach according to the individual based on the facts which you found in number 4 when you did the inquiry of friendship and inquiry. Acha, you're in the philosophy. You're in the philosophy. I'm in the philosophy too. That's wonderful. That's the book I've given you. It's a wonderful book of philosophy. And there's so many philosophies of the world. But you know this ancient philosophy of our own country. We're Indians. This Indian philosophy, Eastern philosophy, is so deep. These are the teachings of Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya. You know, he came 500 years ago. And then you just start preaching on the book. You'll find so many interesting points here. And then because you love the book and you know the content of the book, then so many nice points will come out. And say, so then the next is preach according to individual, then closing the sale. You find out what he's about. You tell him you present the book. You create interest in the book. You create genuine interest in the book based on your compassion, based on your concern to show him how this book is relevant, it's beneficial, and it will help him. It will help him and improve him. That's the general tenor. Now you have to close the deal. You have to sell it and get a donation. So it's really nice. So because you're controlling, the book distributor has to control the situation, basically. He answers questions, he goes back and forth, but he stays in control. And he said, anyway, that's nice, really nice. So you close it. You say, anyway, nice talking to you, Joe or Sunil. So take the book with you and give it a good read, and maybe we'll get back to you, because, you know, I live here also in Gauragan or whatever. So take it with you. Never use the word donation. Never, never use the word donation. We're giving these books out, because we're giving love. The book means we're giving love. And now, that's the closing, and that there's some donation or contribution part. I just call it donation. Yeah, take it with you, give whatever you can. Now, purpose. The purpose of giving And then you encourage him to, by explaining, now you kind of reveal a little bit about more who you are. See, I'm here, if you're with a group, we're volunteers, and you're dressed well, you're a businessman. You know, I'm a dentist, I'm a doctor, whatever. We're volunteers, we're just helping out. You see in this table, we have a Goshala in Vrindavan. We're just giving these books out. They're wonderful books. They really benefited me a lot. And we're all out here because we're trying to help people. These books helped us. And you take the book, give a little something, give whatever you can, and help serve the cows and, you know, whatever your particular line is. So that's the basic, that's the sales. And then the final point, two points are, is parting. This is parting. He's given some contribution. Now you're parting. Now, you're very grateful. You show gratitude. It's not like, haha, I got his money, I ripped him off. This is not the idea. You show your gratitude and your appreciation and your heartfelt thanks. And you wish him, hey, really, I really appreciate you helping out. And if you ever come to Vrindavan, try to check us out or go on the website. Preaching distribution books means making new friends. It's just making new friends, making bridges with friends, making bridges to hearts, your heart to their heart. And then you say, so really, I really appreciate your help. Thanks a lot. In America, we shake a hand or pat the guy in the back or whatever, you know, whatever little touch, you know, man to man, you know, ladies, I mean, all glories. But ladies do ladies, men do men. This is what Prabhupada taught, and this is what I teach and what I also did. So that's it, parting. And then the whole mood of book distribution is two old friends are meeting. You're meeting an old friend. You're meeting an old friend. No one's a stranger to the devotee. Tatikshva kurunika suridam sarvadehana. Suridam sarvadehana. The devotee is a friend of everyone, every dog, cat, bird, flea. Suridam sarvadehana. Anyone who has a deha, sharir, sarvadeha, he's a surit. He's a heartly friend. On Sankirtan, we're meeting all our heartly friends, all our old coward boyfriends, or whomever. This is the mood. And that's basically elements of a Sankirtan. It's gentle, it's friendly. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shama.